Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome to the show Tyler Bass, kicker of the Buffalo Bills. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. I heard you had a really long meeting. How'd it go?
It was great. It's another beautiful day in Buffalo, so excited to be here.
You know, Tyler, you come from a warm climate, and now this is your first time in Buffalo. When did you realize it's really going to get cold here?
As soon as I saw the leaves start falling off the trees pretty early, I was like, I know it's going to get a little chilly. I think it was red and yellow on the trees for about a week, and then nothing. So then I think that's what I knew. I was like, all right, it's a little colder up here.
Here's the thing, Tyler. We don't celebrate fall very long. It's maybe 2 weeks at best.
6 seconds.
And then
boom.
I noticed.
I need to go back about 3 weeks to that Jets game where you had 6 field goals. Congratulations on that game. That was amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Career-long field goal, and you broke the Bills' field goal attempts in a game record. So, look, you're just breaking records left and right. Do you keep track of that stuff?
Not really. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about winning. And, you know, I couldn't have done it by myself. I had a great long snapper, Reed, Ferguson, Bojo, our holder, and then the big guys up front. So, you know, it's cool to see it, but at the end of the day, all you can do is focus on the next kick and focus on winning games. So,
I always find the kickers have an interesting journey to the NFL. What's your journey to the NFL? Were you a football guy from the beginning or something else?
No, I actually, in high school, was playing soccer. Played soccer all the way up until my junior year. Then I started playing football just because my grandmother, you know, our team needed a kicker, and she knew I could kick a soccer ball, so we gave it a shot. Ended up playing for 3 years on varsity and then walked on to Georgia Southern, the only school to really just give me a chance. Ended up starting there for 4 years, earned a scholarship,
wow.
And fortunately enough, I got the call from the Bills, which I'm forever grateful for, and here we are.
But walking on a college football team, that takes a lot of guts.
Yeah, it's a lot of sacrifice, and it's really just a lot of hard work. You really just have to believe, even when sometimes you don't even, like, know what's going to happen. Like, you just have to believe. Like, there were some tough times for a couple years, but you just got to keep grinding, and you never know when it's all going to work out. So that's what I did, and fortunately enough, it worked out.
Cardinals this Sunday, that's going to be a big game.
Yeah. We try to treat each game the same each week, but yeah.
And then you have the bye week. Any plans? What are they telling you guys? Are they just saying stay home for the bye week, don't do anything? Because a lot of times players will travel.
Yeah, I think we're going to stay home, stay safe, just hang out. So,
how incredible was it to you hearing about what Bills Mafia and Bills fans all across Western New York did for Josh Allen's grandmother? Wasn't that cool?
Oh, man, that's speechless. Josh had an incredible performance, and it is just unbelievable to see the amount of support and the amount of love that Bills have for our team and for him. It's truly unbelievable. And, you know, personally seeing all that, you know, we wouldn't want to be playing for anybody else. So it's awesome to see.
The fans proved that Bills Mafia is more than just a hashtag. Where else do you see the presence of the fans when you're in and around, not doing football stuff, but just everyday Tyler stuff?
Oh, I just, every time I go out to get, you know, a coffee or something to eat, I always just see Bills gear on, man, and it makes me smile just to know, like, the community just lives and breathes football, man. That just gives, you know, me and just gives me us a lot of energy, you know, just to go out and just play for them and play for this community.
on the phone with Tyler Bass, kicker for the Buffalo Bills. So, Tyler, do you have a specific routine on game day?
I have a routine. I do my stretches in a certain order. I do my stretches. I warm up the same way every time, and then I kick usually the same amount of kicks every time, but I really just go off how I feel. I just really do what's best for how I feel in that moment.
When do you put the stripe under your eye?
I think I do that right before I come out to the locker room. So after warm-ups and everything, I do that. And I actually started doing that in high school. My grandmother, who got me into kicking in the first place, she went through breast cancer through my senior year in high school. So that's when I started putting, an M under my eye, an eye black, or just some eye black, just for her.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of carried it over into college my later years, and I've just been doing it ever since. So
I like that. Now, I want to talk to you. You mentioned stretching, and so you must be good with leg stretches. Now, when I leg stretch sometimes, if my legs are really sore, I'll make noises. When you're stretching, do you make noises, or do you just keep the, what does an NFL player do? Because I'm always like,
how much grunting is going on?
Well, first, you can't just start off in a static stretch because you're cold. You got to do some dynamic warm-up, get your legs moving, preferably have some music in to kind of just get you locked in, and then you do your static after your dynamic. But if you just go straight into static stretching, then even if I do that, I might make some noises because it's hard to do that by being cold.
Okay, all right. So in other words, warm up and then don't make any noise. But
warm up, jog a little bit, and then stretch it. Yeah.
Is there a particular music that helps you stretch better?
It's whatever you like. I like what I like, but it's whatever gets you going, and that's only for you to decide.
What's it like having a birthday on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I've had no problems with it.
It must be fun.
I mean, it's basically two gifts in one, so no complaints from me.
Tyler, I'll tell you a little secret. I'm at the stadium during the games, and we're all up in the booth, and when it comes time for you to kick a field goal, people start running numbers and stats and longest one we've ever hit. And people are talking numbers, and then you nail it, and there's sometimes room to spare. What is your personal longest kick ever? Not game related, but just being out there.
Being out there. I mean, I've hit just on my own back home when I was training. I hit a few over 70, but the chances of that popping up are super slim, but.
But still, you did it once.
Yeah. I mean, you do it just to see. Gives you confidence, but you really just got to focus in on the ones that are going to pop up the most in the game. So, but I think it was like 72, 73 was my farthest, but I don't really try to go that far anymore.
And what about trick shots? Do you work on those?
Not really. In high school, in college, me and Youngway, Koo, the kicker for the Falcons, we were on the same team, and we would do trick shots. He did like a backflip kick, and I kicked like a 50-yarder with my left foot. We were just having fun, but that not just a left-footed kick, I would say.
And since you're new to Buffalo, I need to know what you think of the city, the people, the chicken wings. Thoughts?
Yeah, I love it. The wings are fantastic, especially from Barbell.
There you go.
Fantastic wings. People are great, super friendly, and then it's a big city, but it has a small town feel, which I like, and it's just homey, so I enjoy it.
And if you were sitting at your family's Thanksgiving table, what is the best part of the Thanksgiving dinner? What do you go for first?
Oh, I gotta go for that pumpkin pie, my grandma's pumpkin pie. I gotta go for that. It's super sweet, it's warm, it's just perfectly cooked. I don't know, it just melts in your mouth when you take your first bite, so.
I feel like every grandmother has a nickname for their grandchildren. Does she call you Tyler, or does she call you something else?
Nah, sometimes she calls me Tyler. When I was a kid, when she was mad at me, she'd call me like by my full name. But now she just calls me T-Bass. I actually just got on the phone with her, but she calls me T-Bass, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. What did you guys talk about this morning?
We were just talking, just checking in on each other, and I think she was going Christmas shopping or something, so just kind of wanted some thoughts. So
you got to remind her what your sizes are.
I was asking her what sizes she has, so I can get her something.
Oh, that's adorable. That's so cool. What's your message for the Bills fans as you guys get ready to travel to Arizona on Sunday?
Yeah, I would just say we love you guys. Thank you for just literally the constant support, the never-ending support, man. We're really going to do everything we can to play our best each and every week. And I would say we miss you in the stadium. I definitely can't wait to see you guys in the stadium whenever it happens. But we love you guys and can't wait for this weekend.
Tyler Bass, our kicker on the Buffalo Bills. Thanks for chatting with us. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Tyler Bass on KISS 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.